direct to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, serving Anastasia Island at 91.9. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion each and every day as we face the issues. We're asking the question today, why were the Secret Service so inept? Was it an accident or intentional? Why were the Secret Service so inept? Was it an accident or intentional? That's the question. I believe it's a question on the hearts and the minds of the majority of the populace today. And I believe that it could be a very simple answer. It could be very complicated, depending on which side of the aisle you listen to and who you believe. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you that we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It is the truth book. The truth book. As Jesus talked with his disciples in John 8:31 and 32, Jesus says, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made. Thy word is truth. Psalms 117, verse 2 says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. But ladies and gentlemen, truth is not sought after today. Truth is not viewed as being applicable in most conversations and most deeds and actions, especially in the Beltway. The Beltway in Washington, it seems that the bigger the lie, the more it's believed by someone. Someone said recently that a lie can get around the world before the truth can put its shoes on. I believe that is the case today more than ever before. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we can watch the anger, the hostility, the rejection, and the demeaning of anything that's called truth today. But I'm here to tell you truth matters. Although the millennials, 55% of the millennials in America, say there's no absolute truth. In fact, 55% of the millennials today say, and I quote, each person determines their own version of truth. May I say to you, it is important today, as much if not more, than in the history of America in relationship to dialogue and discussion, whether it be social, economic, political, or biblical, theological issues. We need to face it and stand and tell the truth. I believe it's time Christians come out of the closet. I believe it's time Christians come out from under the bed. I believe it's time Christians stand for truth, that we be visible, verbal, and valiant in our stand for truth in the nation in which we're living in. Ladies and gentlemen, I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christian, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. That's my mantra. That's my challenge. That's my invitation each and every day, that we love the truth, live it, learn it, tell it, and stand for it, even to death. And ladies and gentlemen, in the era in which we're living in, truth could be very dangerous, could be unhealthy for us. Donald Trump's been telling the truth for quite some time. And as you have witnessed very recently, the assassin's bullet missing his brain by just a minuscule distance. We're going to talk about that on this broadcast today. Let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment leadership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, the knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's the benchmark, an identifier. There's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows Old Glory, the U.S. flag, 24/7. Base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand today that I believe we've gotten, we, i.e., the conservatives and the words of Donald J. Trump, I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing the answer to prayer. We've been praying that God would intervene. We've been praying that God would deliver us from the socialist Marxist media and the left that want to destroy America. If you've been praying, ladies and gentlemen, and if you've been looking at and paying attention to what's been happening, we're witnessing both the Republicans and a handful of Democratic Party members admitting that God divinely intervened and prevented Donald Trump's assassin's bullet from hitting him in the head. I pause for a moment because it's a sobering thought of God's divine intervention. And it's a sobering thought. I watched a video footage reel of assimilated material where on every one of the socialist Marxist media outlets, a voice that perhaps does not believe what they're saying, but they're saying what Trump said, that God intervened and saved his life. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that is exactly what has taken place. God intervened and prevented President Donald J. Trump from an assassin's bullet. I believe our nation's future is in God's hands. I believe that God is still on the throne. I believe that God is still sovereign over all. I believe that man still has a volitional choice. I believe that man still makes choices and decisions. But I believe God is still sovereign and working all things together for the good of those that love him and called according to his purpose, according to the scripture. We've witnessed an open, how would you say, battle. I believe it's a demonic battle. I believe we are wrestling against supernatural demonic beings that's operative today. I believe that we're watching today, ladies and gentlemen, that taking place in full view, being played out through evil people, being played, the Democratic Party, I believe, is an evil mindset, an evil party. And we're witnessing the socialist Marxist media linked with the Democratic Party and watching the demonic activities being carried out. Ladies and gentlemen, evil people who are more interested in preserving their hold on the controls of our nation rather than the best for America. Yet we know that our national security and our safety is not necessarily in the hands of man, but in the hands of God. And so I want us to see the underlying fact. We're going to talk about the issues. We're going to talk about today, ladies and gentlemen, how did the assassin go unnoticed inside the perimeter of security? Why did the Secret Service have such a limited area of security? How did the shooter have free access and not be stopped in advance? Why were the Secret Service agents told to stand down and not to neutralize the shooter when they had an opportunity to do so before he fired the shot? Are we to believe that the shooter acted alone? Why were Trump's security agents assigned to Jill Biden and Kamala Harris just minutes, the last minute, before the Trump rally? And on and on and on with the questions. And ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special guest today that we're going to be asking some of those questions to. Before we introduce our guest, I believe we have another caller on the line. Go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Hello, Dr. Youngblood.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. I know you're doing well, and really I appreciate you, but I'm going to tell you, I remember you say thug with badges, and I said, you know, like, you trump it a little bit, but they are thugs with badges. And how can the FBI and the Secret Service investigate them on their own self for their debacle, and which wasn't a debacle? It was planned. Because, number one, you gave this man a shot, straight into the, like you said, God protected him. Look at it's crazy. And they need to have an independent investigation on this instead of them investigating themselves. That's like a wolf investigating another wolf that tore the chicken coop.
you go back to an old saying I've always heard my mother say, it's like having the wolf investigate who ate the chickens in the chicken house. That's what we see taking place with this today. Kenneth, your questions are spot on with what you're saying, the insight as to what is taking place. And I think that it goes far beyond my opinion, just my opinion. I believe this goes far beyond just a single shooter with a single act, with a single goal. I believe that there's far, far more behind it. And I'm not a conspiracist, but I believe it goes far deeper. And I believe part and parcel of it is all of the names for a decade that Donald Trump's been called. He's been called Hitler. He's been called a dictator. He's been called a Putin puppet, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All of that combined has now bubbled to the top, bringing out the evil, wicked designs in the heart and the life of an individual that is visibly and understand with his background emotionally unstable. But it brought that to the forefront for the aggression in his heart. And I believe, if I can just touch on this, and we'll touch on it further in the broadcast, but I believe that the shooter was trying to say, look at me, I am a good shot. See, he was turned down for the school shooter team, the rifle team that he wanted to be on. And he was told that it wasn't a good enough shot. I believe the purpose and the intent behind that from his heart was to simply say, look at me, I am an expert shot. I killed the president. That was his goal, in my most humble opinion. But it was promulgated, set up, the scene set, and the chessboard set up by the socialist Marxist media and the Democratic Party. But we need to keep praying and recognizing that God holds our future in His hand. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call. We're delighted to have others call today during the course of the broadcast. Thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted to have with us today a special guest, one that I believe will help us with some of the answers. We're delighted to have today Congressman Mike Hill. Congressman Hill is going to help, I believe, give us some answers to some very important questions. Congressman Hill is the former District 1 representative for the Florida House. Welcome to Let's Face the Issues, Congressman Hill.
Dr. Youngblood, thank you for having me on your show. It's always a pleasure.
It's our delight to have you take time out of a busy schedule and join us. Let me ask you, just out of the chute, we've got a lot of things to talk about. We need about 2 hours rather than an hour to get our questions and comments and dialogue discussion. I could entertain questions and comments and dialogue with you all day, because I believe God's given you insight and wisdom that will help us walk through some of these events. But do you believe that God intervened and delivered Trump's life?
Oh, there's no doubt, Dr. Youngblood. We know from Scripture that God says He raises up nations. He raises up leaders of nations for His purpose. And there's no doubt that for whatever God's purpose is, He doesn't always reveal everything to us beginning to end, but whatever that purpose is, there's no doubt He spared Donald Trump's life on that day, but not only spared it, I mean, the fact that he actually got hit and showed just how close that was. I mean, there could have been several shots that were taken. Trump never hit at all. Unfortunately, there were people behind Trump who did get hit, one fireman killed. very unfortunate. And that would have been enough. He didn't have to get hit for that assassination attempt to take place and for all of the backlash after that to also happen. But the fact that he did get hit just shows how very close it was. And I believe, as you do, Dr. Youngblood, that it does demonstrate that God works in the affairs of men.
Absolutely. And I'm going to read from American Family Association some words that I believe are appropriate. This article reads, "We were all shocked by the news of the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. The bullet from a high-powered rifle by a 20-year-old attempted assassin nicked Trump's ear while he addressed the crowd at the rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, Saturday afternoon." This writer says, and it's Tim Willman out of American Family Association, "I firmly believe that God spared the life of President Trump. Many of my Christian colleagues share the same sentiment as reported in the American Family News story." I believe that is exactly what has taken place, and I believe that God divinely intervened. And I'm, Congressman Hill, I am amazed and satisfied when you roll the dial and you see so many of the Marxist media that just simply cannot help themselves. They're simply talking about God's divine intervention. And I'm glad to see that. In fact, on some of the most wicked liberal media, two of them read the complete statement from Donald J. Trump. And I'll read that, get your take on it. Perhaps you've already read it. "Thank you. This is from Trump. Thank you, everyone, for your thoughts and your prayers yesterday, as it was God alone who prevented the unthinkable from happening. We will fear not, but instead remain resilient in our faith and defiance in the face of wickedness. Our love goes out to the other victims and their families. We pray the recovery of those who were wounded and hold in our hearts the memories of the citizens who was so horribly killed. In this moment, it is more important than ever that we stand united and show our true character as Americans, remaining strong and determined and not allowing evil to win. I truly love our country and love you all and look forward to speaking to our great nation this week from Wisconsin," end quote. Now, Congressman Hill, it goes without question of the intent of Donald Trump and what he said. And I truly believe that this divine intervention at the hand of God to preserve the life of President Trump has changed his life. What is your take on that?
Well, I would hope so also, Dr. Youngblood, that it will change his life for the better. And what do I mean by change? In that he will become more introspective about his relationship with God, that he will use that as a way of making his determinations, making his decisions, that he will consider God, consider what God's word says. I hope that is what will happen, Dr. Youngblood. We'll see. You'll know them by their fruits. We'll see the behavior that comes out after this. Now, we have the instance in the Bible where Nebuchadnezzar, who was a wicked king, and eventually when he took the nation Israel into captivity, he went insane and then came back to his senses and said, had an epiphany, a revelation that God, Yahweh, is the one true God. Mm-hmm. And that revelation was given to him by God. But we don't have any evidence in the Bible that anything changed after that in terms of him softening his heart or walking closer with the Lord. Let's hope with President Trump that he will open his heart to the ways of God. I believe he started initially. He mentioned about it when he was first elected back in 2016. I believe that was the beginning of that journey. Let it continue and let him get even closer to God.
Amen. Congressman Hill, hold your thought for a moment. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over to question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood.
Yes.
This thought come to my mind because God has intervened in the way he has in answering to our prayers as Christians to heal our nation. I just wondered if we could trace Donald Trump's lineage all the way back to, like, we have our lineage trace. You reckon he could be a cub lion from the tribe of Judah?
Good thought. I'll toss that to Congressman Hill. Congressman Hill, how do you respond to that question?
Well, it could be, but that doesn't quite matter. And the reason why I say that is your lineage could be important to give you a historical perspective of what your ancestors were, but we have a God who works with individuals, mm-hmm. and you have to stand on your own merits, your own belief before God, not what your parents thought or believed or your grandparents thought or believed. When you stand before the living God, he's going to say, what have you done with my son? So he has to account for his own belief system himself.
Any other question or comment for our caller? I believe we have Terry on the line. Terry, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
How are you doing today?
Blessed, doing great.
Sure. Good. I believe that there's a thing about Trump that can't nobody touch. He's a blessed man. Because the word of God says that whoever blesses Israel is blessed. And I don't see in there where it says you have to be this or you have to be that. And another thing is, I'm so glad, as far as him being shot, that it didn't go in his head or something, and then he comes back to life after after being killed. That would be the Antichrist for sure, wouldn't it?
It would. Those are the parameters and markers of Antichrist according to Revelation chapter 13. However, I believe we have a far, far cry different story and picture in what we're seeing. I believe we're witnessing God's divine intervention to keep Trump on the forefront and as the tip of the spear for the protection and the, if you please, the recovery of a nation that's seen major tragic events under the leadership of Joe Biden. I am thankful that God divinely intervened and preserved his life. I'm looking forward to what God is going to do and his speech tonight. I'm going to watch every moment of it, and it's my prayer that God will use him. But we're thankful that God is still on the throne. And the thing that makes me rejoice in this is the realization, the recognition, and the hearing of what I call the loose likes lost liberals having to recognize that, yes, God did intervene. Terry, thank you so much for your call.
Can I say one more thing quickly, please?
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead.
Him taking the embassy out of Tel Aviv and putting it in Jerusalem, it didn't matter who he was, but God knew about him when he was in his mother's womb. Now, can't we use that for that, too? He's a blessed man, even if he got too much mouth.
Absolutely. We're blessed, each of us blessed each and every day that we awaken, and God allows us to open our eyes and breathe. I believe that God is blessing Trump because of his stand for morals and ethics and values for our nation. Now, that doesn't mean he's a perfect person. That doesn't mean that he is without sin. That simply means, as I perceive it, that God is using him to protect America, to direct America, and to provide the future for America as God would have it to be. So, Terry, thank you so much, and
thank
God bless you today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Congressman Mike Hill. Congressman Hill is the former representative for District 1 of the Florida House. We're delighted that he's taken time to join us today. Congressman Hill, I've got a question. Do you believe that the shooter acted alone, or do you believe there's something more nefarious to that?
Oh, there's no way that shooter acted alone, Dr. Youngblood. We've all seen the reports of how now we know that he was identified an hour before the event started, that they located they had his location 10 minutes before Trump took the stage. There were people in the on the grounds who were pointing him out, and nothing happened. And it wasn't until he took several shots that the the sniper took him out, and there's no way he acted alone in this event. And I hesitate to say, but it's my opinion, Dr. Youngblood, that too many with the Secret Service and the FBI knew about this and hesitated to make any decisions, hesitated to stop it. And I hate that I have those thoughts, but it seems there are so many things pointing that this individual did not act alone and had others who were helping him, even those perhaps associated with our own government.
I am concerned about that, because when you go back and look at our national history, Robert Kennedy Jr., that's running as an independent for president, Robert Kennedy talked about his uncle being shot, and that was done by the CIA. That's John Kennedy. He talked about his dad being killed, and he said that was the CIA that carried that out. And I believe that we've seen too many indicators in America today that our thugs with badges, as I like to call them, are in charge and not the one that we elect and put in office. They literally are in charge of basically the trajectory and the direction of America, and they think that they are in total control and not God. I am thankful that God has intervened. I'm looking at a headline, Congressman Hill, that says this: the bullet that changed Trump's trajectory. By the mercy of God, President Donald J. Trump was spared the assassin's bullet and that pierced his ear, and America was for now spared the horror of hopeless descent into the Marxist abyss. And this stage of the political world war, there is no other populist hero capable of defeating the deep state globalist Hydra currently ensconced in Washington, D.C. A bullet through the ear. I'm hoping he recognizes the symbolic significance and that he begins to listen more clearly to the one who saved him. The first reports I saw him about him said only God could have saved him from the assassin's bullet. And it goes on to talk about others that are concurring with that and others that are stating that. Congressman Hill, with that being said, knowing the potential danger and the Secret Service knowing the potential danger, why would they have siphoned off what is called, how would you say, militarily speaking, police speaking, as one that I interviewed yesterday, retired law enforcement, said this team A, B, and C, and even team D, or string A, B, and C, and the A team. And I understand that Eric Trump and Donald Trump, Don Jr., are praising the Secret Service and what they did. And they're saying that those were good agents. I'm not questioning the agents that were there's intent. But I'm told that Kamala Harris and Jill Biden decided at the last minute to be in Butler, Pennsylvania also, and that some of Trump's A-team, as it is called, security, were siphoned off to that site. Is that accidental, or does it seem to be something nefarious in that? What can we make of that? Do you think that it was the upper echelon that made the decision to siphon off some of his A-team in order to weaken the team, or is this something that they had no choice in? Who literally controls the Secret Service?
Well, ultimately it's Joe Biden, but beneath Joe Biden is Mayorkas, Department of Homeland Security, and then head of that, underneath that, is the Secret Service Director, Cheadle, I think is how you pronounce her name. So she probably made that decision herself, and other poor decisions, such as not putting a protection on that roof where the sniper, where the assassin was, because the roof had too much of a slope. Even though where the snipers were had more of a slope on it.
So exactly right.
I believe she made that decision.
Yes. Congressman Hill, hold your thought for a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the top of the hour news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia.